the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, new this afternoon, Philadelphia Mayor Parker took to X to share an agreement has been reached for the Sixers to stay in Philadelphia once their current lease ends after the 2030-31 season. Specifics about the agreement were not shared in the post. This comes as New Jersey has been trying to entice the team to relocate to Camden. New Jersey drivers considering an electric vehicle might be in for some extra cash.
Charge Up New Jersey already offers $2,000 to New Jersey residents for the purchase or lease of a new eligible electric vehicle. Now state officials have announced an income-based financial incentive of another $2,000 and up to $250 for buying an eligible EV charger. As of late June, there were nearly 184,000 registered EVs across New Jersey. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A new proposal aims to disrupt criminal theft rings that are targeting retailers. New Jersey State Senator Holly Schapese sponsors a measure that upgrades penalties for repeat offenders and the leaders of these rings.
At the heart of the issue is really the safety of our communities and letting people know that New Jersey is not open for crime.
She says a number of other states have cracked down on organized retail crime, so more of the illegal activity is flowing into New Jersey. Roughly 2,600 workers for three North Jersey hospitals have been given notice that layoffs loom before year's end. In three warn notices, CarePoint Health listed Bayonne Medical Center, Christ Hospital in Jersey City, and Hoboken University Medical Center with an effective date in December. A CarePoint executive told NJ.com the layoffs were far from finalized. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Mark your calendars if wanting to get a head start on holiday shopping. Amazon's Prime Big Deal Days is set for October 8th and 9th. Expect savings on seasonal items, home essentials, toys, $5 Halloween costumes, and more. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 103 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For business, benefits, and personal insurance, visit ruinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we unsettled tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're still watching pockets of rain stream through New Jersey this evening. Now let's look at what comes next. This storm system will linger over the ocean for the next 48 hours or so, keeping our forecast pretty unsettled. That means clouds and coastal showers. I really hope that we dry out and clear out just in time for the weekend. Fingers crossed. The chance of rain continues tonight. Localized downpours are still possible. It's going to feel pretty sticky as lows only dip into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few showers around, mainly along the coast, hit-or-miss type stuff. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, highs lower to mid-70s. Friday, we get a resurgence of spotty showers with lots of clouds, highs lower 70s. And then the weekend, can't rule out an isolated shower. Otherwise, sun and clouds, highs in the 70s on Saturday, near 70 degrees on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg 73, Princeton 75, and Cherry Hill is also 75 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Lurita Winery. September 21st and 22nd is a Touch of Italy festival at Lurita Winery in New Egypt. Invite your friends to pair Lurita's outstanding local wines with the best Italian food trucks in the tri-state. Plus, they're going to have fireworks Saturday night. Ooh, so exciting. And also, it's a gorgeous facility. I've been there. It's great. Tickets at LuritaWinery.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.